Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Robin, I know one person who doesn't like the term elderly or old. Mm-hmm. She prefers to be called older. I'm talking about Elaine Stritch, who people know, of course, from Broadway and from 30 Rock. Well, now the Tony Award-winning actress and New York cabaret legend is the subject of a documentary, Elaine Stritch, Shoot Me, it's called. NPR arts editor Trey Graham has a review.
She is still here, but for how much longer? That's the painfully blunt question Elaine Stritch confronts in Kiyomi Kurosawa's bracing documentary, which goes well beyond backstage and finds plenty of bum times. In the rehearsal room, where the singer struggles with lyrics to the point of panic, in the Hamptons, where a diabetic episode leaves her disoriented and nonverbal, even after another medical crisis in St. Vincent's Hospital, where we see her crying and at her most vulnerable. It's not all tears, though, not by any means. All those stressful rehearsals pay off in cabaret gigs that play out like small-scale triumphs. Stritch and her longtime musical director, Rob Bowman, who clearly adores her, are pretty savvy about working those memory lapses into her act. And when all else fails, she knows her way around an anecdote, whether it's about working with Noel Coward and Ethel Merman or going on a date with JFK. Don't trust me. Take it from theater director George C. Wolfe.
She is a brilliant storyteller, and she just knows how to connect with this audience by reaching for the emotional truth. That's what acting is in its most exalted.
There's lots of music, of course, lots of reminiscing, and plenty of Stritch's trademark bossiness. If a camera gets too intrusive...
Don't you think you're awfully close to me, Shane? I mean, I don't know whether this is a skin commercial or what.
Scads of celebrities come and go. Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, who worked with her on 30 Rock. Theater people like Cherry Jones and Nathan Lane. Even James Gandolfini.
And if we both met when we were 35, I have no doubt that we would have had a torrid love affair which would have ended very badly.
Gandolfini's death after the film was shot underscores this documentary's other big concern now that it's in theaters. That's mortality. Elaine Stritch, who's 89 now, knows she's fading.
Every once in a while, I get this swoop over thing about this being the end of my life. Kind of a, my God, it's almost post time to leave the building. When you think, this is the beginning of the end. I can feel it in my bones. You know, it's just getting late. It's nothing sad, nothing negative, nothing, no. It's getting there. And I just pray that I can be at least amusing about it. Everybody says don't. It isn't right. Don't.
I'm going to say don't, too. Don't miss Elaine Stritch, Shoot Me. For Here and Now, I'm Trey Graham.